To most people these days, Irish music is pretty much synonymous with the Chieftains. For almost half a century now, they have been the traditional Irish band. On some of their recent albums, though, they've mixed it up quite a bit, finding common threads in music from other cultures. And their new album, San Patricio, plunges headfirst into Mexican folk music. Los soldados que vinieron desde Texas a Pancho Villa no podían encontrar. Muy fatigados de 20 horas de camino, dos pobres hombres se querían regresar. The album is inspired by the story of the San Patricio Battalion, these Irish immigrant soldiers in the 1840s who deserted the U.S. Army during the Mexican-American War and then went over to fight for and with the Mexicans. The Chieftains teamed up with Ry Cooder and a whole bunch of Mexican musical stars to tell this story. And the Chieftains' leader joins me now, Paddy Maloney. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much.
As it happens, in my last novel, which is set in 1848, the San Patricios and one of their fictional members feature prominently. But for our listeners who may not be so familiar with the story, tell us their kind of extraordinary unknown story.
Well, it is an extraordinary story and an untold story. I mean, I was delighted and surprised that you knew about it yourself, because a lot of people back home in Ireland don't know much about it. And of course, it's not in the history books here, but the Mexicans know all about it and paid tribute quite a lot to the San Patricio Battalion. John Riley, who was the commander of the battalion itself, he landed, he was an emigrant, and he was conscripted as he got off the boat and told to go down there now and start shooting these Catholic Mexicans, which, of course, he wasn't too happy about. So he put together quite a battalion, and they went down to fight with the Mexicans, and they fought five incredible battles. A lot, by the way, were hanged because of desertion.
I also wonder if one of the reasons their story is so little known is because it's so morally complicated. They were, after all, deserters. They, after all, started shooting the people they had just been fighting with, but they were treated horribly by their Protestant officers in the American Army, and there's no easy villain-hero boundary line here.
That's right. But for me, what I was trying to say here, I'm trying to put across, I'm not starting pointing fingers of every country has little problems and things that go wrong. But I just wanted to tell the story as a tone poem, you might say.
How much did you know about Mexico and Mexican music specifically before you started this project?
Not an enormous amount. No, it's taken me about 2.5 years to make it, in fact. I took my time. But as it progressed, you know, and going with Lila Downs to New York to record the very first track, the Iguana, and I started to become much more passionate about the whole thing. And, you know, I got so much material. I could have done 4 CDs out of it altogether and yet be able to include Irish music, making that fusion happen.
You mention the song La Iguana, which is a traditional song from Veracruz, Mexico, that starts off this record. Yeah. And it's a great example of that fusion, because as it starts off, you think you're about to hear an old Irish tune. And then suddenly it becomes Mexican and they're singing in Spanish. To the degree you had a basic sense of, okay, this is what Mexican music is like, what it sounds like, by the end of this project, how had that changed?
Yeah, I mean, starting out 2 years ago was, you know, I got a taste of and the instrumentation. And like, for instance, in that first tune there, I have a big harp solo, 16 bars, two harps playing off one another. One guy is from Colombia and the other's from Mexico. And it just fascinated me as I was there. You know, it allowed in such a way, if I heard something like this happening, although I had a plan or a shape of the whole thing, as Van Morrison would say to me, lovely shapes, Paddy. You know? But, you know, it allowed in such a way, if I heard something like this happening, and you don't know till you come and do it, and you just punch it in.
Yes.
And then also like the Tigers, you know, they're the biggest group, the Tigre, the Norte.
Los Tigres, yeah.
But to sit down with them and just to chat to them about, not to do with music, but going back in time, where did it start with them? And they're almost as old as on the road as we are. You know, they're nearly 50 years as well. So, you know, I was telling about my grandfather going down a flute player and go from my holidays in a small little cottage in the mountains and no electricity, you know, and he was saying, that's exactly what happened to us. You know, when the work was finished, they'd sit around playing music and singing songs, and then the dancing would start. And this is exactly as it was in Ireland.
Well, and it's such a kind of perfect reflection of the historical events, right? I mean, here were these Irish guys suddenly find themselves in the middle of Mexico, presumably singing, playing music, whatever, with the Mexican soldiers that they were suddenly comrades with. And you've talked about imagining the music that they created together. In some measure, is this album your attempt of making that imaginary Irish-Mexican music a real thing?
It is, you know, and that's the road I went down. And the similarities between some of the tunes, you could hear these melodies in their music.
Well, let's listen to the song Sailing to Mexico. That is a bit of Sailing to Mexico. You seem to get a little percussion in there that sounded more Mexican than Irish.
Exactly, like a bones. You know, they have a percussion instrument that's the jawbone of a donkey, and they use a little stick up and down.
This moment seems like a very good time for this record and this story to be out in the United States. Whenever I see some of the ferocious anti-Mexican immigrant sentiment, I often think back to this period I know about, the 1840s, when it was the Irish who were the hated, loathed people who were coming into America and changing our culture into something it wasn't, you know?
That's right. But now it's a different story. I mean, you know, we're packing
it's
them
the
out.
Same story, too.
It is the same story, but that's very true. But I mean, it's still there. And Roy is very, if being an American, of course, he can speak about it much more than I should or can.
Now, you're touring from west to east, ending up on St. Patrick's Day, appropriately in New York City. But you started this tour in California, which, of course, was northern Mexico until 1848.
That's right.
And you were playing Chico and San Rafael and Cerritos. I mean, it must have been resonant to play in these, you know, in this former land of northern Mexico, in these towns and cities with Spanish names.
Yeah, like playing for, you know, there was a lot of Mexican people came, and there was a terrific feeling of, now we know what you're talking about, you know. The message came across, and everybody wanted to know, and still want to know. And as you say yourself, this is a good time to bring this out,
yeah.
You know.
You've been in this band, The Chieftains, since you were a very young man in 1963. Before that, when did you first start playing music seriously as a kid?
Yeah, I was one of these tin whistles, which I always carry. I was carrying my inside pocket. But my mother bought me one of these when I was 6 years of age, and I taught myself how to play, and then I went on to pipes. But there was, every weekend, you know, there was music, you know, there was dancing at our house in Dublin. But the whole music thing was traditional music. This is what my forte was, and that continues to be my whole idea, this mission. I wanted to get across the story of Irish music throughout the world.
Well, before I let you go, since you have that whistle with you, what did you learn first on that?
Yes, there was a lovely air that it's called Sé Fáma Vuartha, and that's the Gaelic, which means the reason for my sorrow. But it's an old Connemara song where John Reilly came from, and it's a love song about some guy who just wasn't allowed to team up with this beautiful girl in Connemara, and he's broken hearted. So here's Sé Fáma Vuartha.
The man is ready to play anytime, anywhere. Paddy Maloney, thank you very, very much.
Lovely to talk to you, Corson. Thank you very much.
The Chieftain's new album, San Patricio, with Rye Cooter, is just out.